If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, and welcome to the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. I'm Victoria Hackett, and today I want to share a story about puzzles and teaching outdoors. Over the past couple of months, I've been playing a lot of Sudoku. I mean, a lot. What started as a casual brain exercise quickly became a bit of an obsession. At first, I struggled to complete even the easy puzzles. I mean, I was really terrible at it. I would see my mother, my 92, three-year-old mother, doing it. My daughter was doing puzzles, and my husband was doing these Sudoku puzzles. And then I was in a waiting room and thought I would try. And there I was with the easy puzzles, and I would just stare at the grid. The numbers seemed to be scattered everywhere and think, how in the world do people solve these things? But slowly, something really interesting started happening. My brain really began to change. I actually started to see patterns. They became clearer. The possibilities started to appear. And just recently, dun, 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 I unlocked and completed my first master puzzle. I'm very excited about that. So now, if you're someone who loves Sudoku, you probably understand this small thrill at that moment that I had when I unlocked the master puzzle. My husband was very surprised. But what surprised me the most was not solving the puzzle. It was realizing how much the process reminded me of teaching outdoors. The patience, the problem solving, the noticing, the willingness to keep trying. And as I reflected on this, I realized that the same lessons show up every single week in our Secret Gardens outdoor nature classes. And there are also lessons that I hear constantly here on the podcast when I'm interviewing and listening to different stories in the Outdoor Classrooms Tour and Talks, and also same lessons that I hear in our Circle membership from our membership community members. So today we're going to explore what Sudoku can teach us about noticing these openings, experimenting with our curiosity outdoors in our outdoor classrooms, shifting that perspective and staying persistent when things don't immediately work. I actually could feel myself and talking to myself as I'm doing it, saying, okay, you know, if I got one wrong, it's like this, oh. And then I could feel the mindset shift going, okay, so now that I've got one wrong, you're only allowed to get three wrong. So the mindset shift was, okay, you only have two more chances and you can't make an error. So you have to be even more spot on. And I could feel that mindset shift. So because I feel like these are the exact skills that help children and us teachers thrive outdoors. So I first want to start with the Sudoku struggle. And I want to take you back to the beginning. So again, the first Sudoku puzzle I tried recently, it's not the first time I've ever done it, but it's the first time I actually got sort of hooked on it. I was sitting in a waiting room and had plenty of time. And so I just pulled it out and I saw, yes, nice rows and nice columns and numbers from 1 to 9. And the goal was very straightforward. Every row, every column, every square contains all the numbers. Sort of simple in theory, right? But not so simple in practice. I remember staring at the first puzzle thinking, I don't even know where to begin. So I guessed. And I guessed wrong. And I erased. And I guessed again. And what I noticed was something really interesting in my own mindset. This is what I was sort of alluding to earlier, is when something doesn't make sense immediately, it's very easy to believe, maybe I'm just not good at this. Maybe I'm just not good at this. So does that sound familiar to you? But instead of quitting, which is something I would normally kind of like, oh, this is just too in the brain, I kept playing. There I was in the waiting room. It was kind of taking me off to another zone. And slowly, these patterns began to emerge. And it was almost like the growth of a garden. It was all of a sudden, these seedlings started to emerge, and I started to see things that I didn't see before. And so I learned something fundamental about Sudoku. You don't solve the puzzle all at once. You solve it one opening at a time. Sometimes it's just one square, one small realization, one tiny breakthrough. And once you place that number correctly, the entire puzzle shifts, right? Then you get new information, whoa, which is gold. And so that new information offers new openings. And these new openings start revealing themselves. And then before you know it, something that felt impossible begins to take shape. Think about that. Something that felt impossible, too big, begins to take shape. So how often in life do we look at the whole puzzle and feel completely overwhelmed? But if we focus on just one small opening, suddenly things start moving and shifting again. It's that little shift. It's a little bit like, granted, I've never done acupuncture. I think I should, but I'm thinking it would probably be like that. Like you're just shifting something in your body that's going to allow some movement and some shifting. And it's the same for Sudoku. It's the same for looking at our outdoor classrooms. What is that small opening? So I want you to think now about a challenge in your life right now. And if you're, again, working in an outdoor classroom or starting an outdoor classroom or creating nature-based curriculum or whatever it is, I want you to think about a challenge maybe in that realm. And I want you to ask yourself this question. What is one small opening, one small step, one possibility you could try next? That's it. One very small thing. Because what will happen is that small little step that you take will shift the whole thing. So I want to dig a little bit deeper into noticing the openings. So the first major lesson in Sudoku taught me this. Again, looking for those openings. And this lesson shows up constantly in our Secret Gardens outdoor classroom. When children arrive into the outdoor classroom. I might have a plan. I think maybe we're going to explore the gardens. Maybe we're going to investigate animal tracks. Maybe we're observing seasonal changes. But as we all know, children don't always follow the plan. Instead, something unexpected captures their attention. A worm wriggling in the soil, a bird calling overhead, ice forming along the edge of a puddle, and those moments are the openings. They're invitations. They are the puzzle pieces where the learning begins. Start with the child. I remember one morning in the secret gardens when a child discovered a tiny snail tucked beneath a damp leaf. That snail became the center of our entire morning. The children gathered. They asked questions. They observed the shell. They wondered where it lived. They debated what it ate. Now, technically, snails were not on my lesson plan for that day. Go figure. But the opening was there. I like to think of it as the Sudoku. Now, the Sudoku opening was there. And when we focus on openings, learning becomes natural, joyful, and deeply meaningful. And like in the puzzle, there will be that shift. So the second lesson is to experiment boldly. So Sudoku also teaches us something else. Sometimes the number you think fits doesn't. And that's okay. You erase it. You try something else. You experiment. The outdoor teaching works the same way. Nature rarely cooperates with rigid plans. Rain changes things, completely changes things. Wind completely changes things. Children's interests change things. And that's actually the gift. Because experimentation is where creativity lives. In the Secret Gardens classes, experimentation might look like trying three different ways to build a shelter, testing how water flows through a handmade stream, figuring out which plants to grow best in different soil. Sometimes the first idea fails. Sometimes the second idea fails. But the third one, that's where the breakthrough happens. And children learn something incredibly valuable. Learning is a process of trying, not just knowing. Not just knowing. So trying over and over and over, being able, looking at something and trying it and going through that trial and error process and actually learning how to fail. What do you do when something does not work? As you, as the listener, and reflecting on this section, I want you to think about a moment when something didn't work for the first time. What happened when you tried again? Or you tried something different? And again, I'm fresh off the experience with my Sudoku, so that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But thinking even about things that are in your outdoor classroom, what's something that just didn't work? Are you observing children when they get into a state of when things don't work? How do they respond to that? Did they try again? Is the culture of your outdoor classroom a space where they can try again? And how can we as educators facilitate that? So the third lesson, what I want to talk about is persistence. Because Sudoku will test your patience, for sure, there were moments when I stared at the puzzle thinking, this is impossible, absolutely impossible. And as the puzzles got harder and harder and harder, I thought, okay, I've reached my limit. But often it's the breakthrough that came right after that moment. And then you get the zing of like, whoa, I did it. So one small number placed correctly, and suddenly the entire grid opened up. That same experience happens in the outdoor classroom. Children working on a fort that keeps collapsing. A group trying to start a fire with flint and steel. Seeds that take weeks to sprout. Outdoor learning teaches children something powerful. You know what that is? Growth takes time. I think we live in a society that we're rush, 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 rush. We want to rush everything. And persistence builds confidence. Growth takes time, and persistence builds confidence. So at the Secret Gardens, I often see children revisit the same project week after week, adjusting, improving, learning through experience. When they finally succeed, the pride they feel is enormous because they know they earned it. There was one little guy that was building a snow fort, and he was so frustrated that he couldn't get his whole body in there, and he kept saying, can't, 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 can't. And I just looked at him and I said, you know what? Here at Secret Gardens, we take that word out of our vocabulary. We just get creative. We try different things. And it's this growth takes time attitude, the persistence building confidence. And he sort of just looked at me with sort of a tilted head, curiosity, like, and I said, yeah, it's a matter of adjusting, improving. What else can we do? Asking these questions and taking that word can't out of it. Because once you believe that you can't do it, you can't start running a marathon at the starting line saying, I can't do this. So we have to work with children to take that out of their vocabulary. Another fascinating connection between Sudoku and outdoor teaching is perspective. So sometimes when I get stuck on a puzzle, not saying that I am like a total expert now, I'm giving tips and tricks on Sudoku, but I just find it absolutely fascinating. The solution appears the moment I look at the grid differently. And that to me is I can just see and feel my brain looking at something differently. Maybe I'm focusing on the columns instead of the rows. Maybe I'm examining a different square. This simple shift in perspective just changes absolutely everything. And again, the same is true outdoors. Through every single season, your outdoor classroom is going to shift and change, and you're going to have different perspectives in different seasons. However, when you, as the educator, slow down, kneel beside the children, or observe quietly before stepping in, they, the children, begin to see things they would never have otherwise, and they would have missed. They might see a beetle crawling through the grass, the way the frost forms patterns on the leaves, a quiet curiosity of a child discovering something new. This perspective creates possibility. I love that. So what's fascinating is that these same lessons appear not just in the Secret Gardens classes, but also with the educators I work with in our certificate program, our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, where teachers learning to move outdoors often begin exactly where I started with Sudoku, right? So these teachers that are starting in our boot camp, they might be feeling uncertain. They might be feeling, if they have not taught outside before, unsure where to begin, wondering if they can really do this. But just like the puzzle, once they notice their first opening, everything changes. And this is the joy for me, because I feel at service in terms of sharing this information and taking them through a framework where we can begin at the beginning and offer this framework. And I can witness educators and parents where they're unsure. And once these aha moments begin to click, their confidence grows, their creativity expands, and the outdoor learning becomes second nature. And that, for me, is the greatest high, I guess. There's no other way to describe it. Again, I feel like my purpose is to serve you. And so when it's clicking and working, and you're able to take this material and apply it into your outdoor setting, it's exciting to witness. So exciting to witness not only in the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, but exciting to witness in our Circle membership community and inside our workshops and just all of our online community that we have here at Outdoor Classrooms. So here's something to think about this week. Where is the opening in front of you? Maybe it's in an outdoor classroom. Maybe it's in a specific teaching garden. Maybe it's simply a moment of curiosity and waiting to be explored. Maybe it's just trying something new. Maybe it's taking a step back and observing what happens. Maybe it's just keeping going. Because sometimes the most beautiful discoveries come after the moment when we almost give up. Just like a Sudoku puzzle, the solution is often closer than we think. So remember that. Don't give up, because the solution that you are seeking is so much closer than you think. So I want to thank you for joining me on this Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with a fellow educator, parent, or nature lover. And if you'd like to see more ideas in action, come visit us at www.outdoor-classrooms.com. And you'll find all of our online goodies there. If you are local to us here in Massachusetts, come check us out at the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom and our nature classes. So until next time, keep noticing the openings, keep experimenting, and keep learning outdoors. We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.